Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Indian housewives hold around 11% of the world's gold. More than the United States, the IMF, Switzerland, and Germany combined. The gold these women hold isn't bullion, and it has to be melted down and turned into bars and coins for it to have any real value. Besides, the gold price looks like it's peaked, and Bitcoin could actually make gold worthless. And for the record, I own both gold and Bitcoin, and I don't plan on selling either of them anytime soon. Moving on, this woman is upset because her fiancé makes $200,000 a year, but proposed to her with a $38 Temu ring. She called him out on it and he told her to go and buy her own. But he is shit-testing her to see if she's really into him or his money. She's also lucky he hasn't dumped her yet for complaining. This just proves he can save money and doesn't waste it on stupid things. If she marries him, she will have security, but she wants to be spoiled too. She knows her so-called worth and now she's probably a single queen. Number 3 is Anthony Kiedis, age 61, with his 19-year-old girlfriend. I used to say that women like this were gold diggers, but now I realize that they're all gold diggers regardless of age. At least this one makes all the older women out there with their careers wail and gnash their teeth, because older guys like this don't want them, and instead they want dumb young women. Actually, they met when he was 51 and she was 19, and they're still together. Shows you that an old man can still get a woman if he has some fame and fortune. Up next, why does lonely fools suddenly lose 90% of their income during November? Because it's no nut November, apparently. Either that or because married simps are walking away from it. Also remember that the largest customer base for lonely fools are married men in situations where they have dead bedrooms. As marriage rates keep falling, so will lonely fools' money. Also wait until the next generation of AI hits, and they will be out of business permanently. Number 5, here's proof that men aren't getting married. 45% of young women will be single by 2030, and feminists are blaming men for failing on women. If most women look like the woman in this picture, then most men wouldn't be single. Unfortunately, women these days are like the spoiled produce in those discount carts at Walmart that no one wants to buy. Also, as expected, women are taking zero accountability for making themselves undateable. Moving on, this woman says that a man who loves you will never put a penis in your mouth. And if that's true, then almost every husband hates his wife. Never take dating advice from a woman. This is as ridiculous as a man saying a woman who loves you will never ask you for money. According to recent studies, BJs are the healthiest breakfast. They come with a sausage, two nuts, and a protein shot. Cock, it's the breakfast of female champions. Number 7, wokesters are trying to say that Star Wars fans hate women because they didn't like the new trilogy. That we blame it on bad writing. If that's true, then why did we actually hate the prequel trilogy? Episode 1 and 2 were kinda terrible. Revenge of the Sith, though, that was awesome. I liked The Force Awakens for the most part, even though it ripped off A New Hope. Rogue One and the Battle of Scarif was also the best space battle in the entire franchise. Up next, we have another story about a woman poisoning her husband and getting away with it with just probation. She was poisoning his coffee with bleach for months. It's great to know that women can get away with attempted murder and never face any jail time. On the bright side, at least his teeth are probably a lot whiter and smell lemony fresh. If a man had done this to a woman, he would be playing a game of drop the soap with Tyrone in the big house right now. Number 9 is another woman behaving badly and she won't face any hard time either. This wedding planner was jailed after sending threats to herself to frame her ex. And yet they tell us to believe all women. We know that she should serve the same sentence, the same that the man would have gotten anyway. She should at the very least be forced to pay back the police for wasting their resources and time. And women wonder why men won't marry anymore. Moving on is Danielle, and she's in an open marriage, and she's not looking for hookups and wants an actual relationship. First of all, who in their right mind would marry this? and then share this clown's cooch by being a cuck. In this day and age, I bet she gets more matches than 8 out of 10 guys who go to the gym 6 days a week. Maybe the guy just wants her out of the house so he can finally get some peace and quiet. He probably thinks, I'll let other people boink her so I don't have to. Number 11, this woman jumped in front of a train, but the train driver rescued her. And now they're married. This guy's quite the white knight. Not only did he save her and marry her, but he's also raising her 3 kids because she's a single mother. Insane yet crafty single mom finally got a stable resource provider. I wouldn't be surprised if other women now try this strategy to find a man. I guess we could say their relationship is on track. Up next, here's what women say men's schwing-schwangs look like when they finally settle down. Yeah, this sort of shaming won't work on men, but it does show you they are butthurt and desperate that men are waking up to their shenanigans. Most men don't agree to settle down. We happily marry or commit to the first woman that treats us well. Some women with no sense of humor saw this Arby's ready to settle down sandwich and thought that she could make the male version of it. What a fail. Number 13, here's how a cougar catches her prey. The only benefit for most women of getting older and fatter is bigger fun bags, and this one positions them strategically. I miss the old days when cougars weren't fat. This one isn't even attractive and has a butter face. Unfortunately for most young guys, here's the difference between the cougars that they actually want versus the cougars that are chasing after them. Moving on, not only are trans women athletes stealing women's Olympic medals, but this one took the cover of Vogue magazine from a woman as well. I never thought I'd live to see the day when a genetic male beating women to a pulp for cash and prizes gets celebrated by being put on the cover of a magazine. Hypothetically, if I was in high school today and girls were pissing me off, I'd put on a dress and slightly bruise one of them with my closed hand. I wouldn't, but if I did, I'd probably get away with it. Number 15, here's the difference between Japan filling a pothole and Romania doing it. In Japan, a sinkhole swallows a 6-lane road and they fix it a week later. While in Romania, the same pothole is there 25 years later. At least no one died from the Romanian pothole. Canada's the same. The street I grew up on was finally repaved last year. The last time that happened, I wasn't even born yet. Meanwhile, in Bangladesh, they're lucky to even have roads. Up next, in Pittsburgh, public schools are now teaching white supremacy in math class. It's BS like this that's the reason why you should homeschool your kids. Unfortunately, most people can't afford that with the cost of living crisis these days. In Oregon, it's even worse with the governor signing a bill to remove reading, writing, and math requirements to help students of color. Words are hard, and math is racist. Math is absolute truth, that's why they hate it so much. Number 17, who's behind this Time magazine cover promoting the idea of the child-free life, and where having it all means not having children? I don't know, but I think this is the first Time cover I've seen in a long time that doesn't look woke and shows an actual normal white heterosexual couple, and not a mixed-race one. It almost looks like something we saw in the 1980s or 90s. We all know who's behind this promoting this lifestyle, but saying it out loud isn't permitted. Moving on is a brutal story where a man discovers his 40 and 42-year-old children aren't his after 51 years of marriage. This makes the best case for mandatory DNA tests. But of course, women will work to stop those at every turn, because they need a cuck to raise Chad's kids. Imagine finding out your entire life was a lie in your 70s. The average dude would go on a rampage like Michael Douglas and falling down if that happened to him. Number 19, women are outpacing men in academia, getting more college degrees. What this really means is that women are outpacing men when it comes to being brainwashed and indoctrinated, like it's supposed to be a good thing. All of academia is obsolete and could be replaced by YouTube. 50% of women will end up single and childless because of college, and because they want a man that has more school smarts and makes money in a respectable career than her. She won't take a $1 million plumber that enjoys toilet humor, literally. Calling yourself educated because you went to college is like calling yourself holy for going to church. Up next, a new level of female narcissism has just been unlocked. There's a new TikTok trend of young women baking autism reveal cakes to announce their diagnosis. But are they really autistic, or are they just trying to attract a rich nerd? Plus, now they have another excuse for their bad behavior. How many of these foids are faking mental disorder for the attention? It's all about collecting I'm a victim points. Here I found what they're really looking for. Number 21, what would you do if you entered the plane and saw this in a cooch pit? I don't know about you, but I'm glad I packed my parachute if we were already up in the air. And I'd ask to deplane if we hadn't left yet. Maybe 9/11 wasn't an inside job after all. Then again, I've also known some adult films that started like this. Except if they did with these two women, everyone would want their money back. Moving on, would you smash either of these two, and which one? The one on the right was just my type back in my 20s. The perfect amount of curves. I don't like the one on the left because she's got a butterface as far as I'm concerned. Now I'd stay away from both of them. But you don't want these two lifeguards to try and save you because then you'd probably end up drowning. This is the future. Either men pay for surrogacy and have their own families or we go extinct. Yet countries like Italy are banning this. They're just banning themselves from existing in that future. The argument is that it's not fair to raise children without a mother. Well, what about all those single mothers that raise their children without a father? I don't see people lining up and saying that's unfair now, do I? Up next, this can't be serious. And it isn't. Because I searched for it and it's just a gag about an anti-Semitic act of violence with regards to a penny being glued to the road. Am I crazy for thinking this might actually have been true? In Canada, we have $1 and $2 coins. Maybe I should go around town and start gluing hundreds of them to the ground and then filming people try and pick one of them up. Wouldn't that be a riot? Canada no longer has pennies either. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Whoopi? She looks like she morphed into Jabba the Hutt with Charlie Munger's face for the new Star Wars trilogy. Munger the Hutt. Or maybe Jabba the Whoop. Even the dreadlocks look kind of heavy. As for me, I prefer the stave-puffed Whoopi cushion. But in Whoopi's mind, this is what she looks like riding a communist walrus into the Battle of the Bulge. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.